Tip number 5, create deadlines you can't miss. For example, print deadline, an editing deadline, time when you publish your daily post. I'm a journalist by trade. I was trained as a journalist in college, a magazine journalist, and I actually, I may not really love deadlines, but I find them to be a great gift. When you have a deadline, you have to get your work done. You have to get your writing done and finished, and you can't pore over it and keep messing with it and not finish. You have to finish and turn it in. And blogs are not meant to be pored over. They are meant to be written and published. They are supposed to be fast. And that's what makes blogging a book so great, because you're going to write your post and edit it once, maybe twice, and you're going to hit that publish button, and out it goes into cyberspace for your readers. So you want to create deadlines you can't miss. You have to figure out how you're going to do that. So in tip number 5, you're going to ask yourself these questions. When is the best time for you to write your blog posts? Come up with a time, and that's your time to sit down and write, and then give yourself a deadline for when you're going to finish writing. When will you stop writing? Okay, give yourself a time to start and a time to finish. Then how can you set up writing and publishing deadlines you can't miss? Figure it out. Is it that you're going to write right before you go to bed and you have a time you're going to go to bed? Or is it before you go to work? Or is it just that you have a time you're going to publish your posts and that's your deadline? And can your statement to your readers serve as a deadline? Maybe that's enough for you, that you made a promise to your readers. And can your publishing time become a deadline? Maybe you just create a publishing time for yourself and you stick to that. But in some way, create deadlines that you can't miss and stick to them. That's the deal. Deadlines are everything.